Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's good to have you with us today for another in the series of Read the Word, where we're reading the Word through chronologically all year long. 365 days in a row, you and I are going to make this happen, and we're going to read the Bible through all the way in 1 year, chronologically. I'm liking it because it's a whole new thought process. And when we get to the Kings, and then they're going to start putting the prophets in there and the places where they were, it's going to get really interesting as you read the Bible through and probably give you a greater understanding of how the God's kingdom is set up. I really believe it's going to. Today, we're talking about Jacob. And what a messy start he had to his family. How God can take care of you right in the middle of a conniving world. Here we go. Pray this prayer with me. Father, I open my spirit, my soul, my body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith so that I, Sam Cobb, will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height. So I will know the love of God, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. You and I get to be filled with all the fullness of God. I know I say it every night, but to me, it's just wow. Here we go. Genesis chapter 30. Verse 1. Now when Rachel saw that she bore Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said to Jacob, give me children or else I die. That's a pretty brutal statement. And Jacob's anger was aroused against Rachel, and he said, am I in the place of God who has withheld from you the fruit of the womb? She said, here is my maid, Bilhah. Go into her, and she will bear a child on my knee, that I also may have children by her. Verse 4, then she gave him Bilhah, her maid, as wife. And Jacob went into her, and Bilhah conceived and bore Jacob a son. Then Rachel said, God has judged my case, and he has also heard my voice and given me a son. Therefore she called his name Dan. And Rachel's maid Bilhah conceived again and bore Jacob a second son. Rachel said, with great wrestlings, I have wrestled with my sister, and indeed I have prevailed. So she called his name Naphtali. Now, when Leah saw that she had stopped bearing, she took Zilpah, her maid, and gave her to Jacob as wife. These guys got some marrying problems here. And Leah's maid Zilpah bore Jacob a son. Then Leah said, a troop comes. So she called his name Gad. And Leah's maid Zilpah bore Jacob a second son. Leah said, I'm happy, for the daughters will call me blessed. So she called his name Asher. Now Reuben went in the days of wheat harvest and found mandrakes in the field and brought them to his mother Leah. Then Rachel said to Leah, please give me some of your son's mandrakes. But she said to her, is it a small matter that you have taken away my husband? Would you take away my son's mandrakes also? And Rachel said, therefore, he will lie with you tonight for your son's mandrakes. And
wow.
messed up. When Jacob came out of the field in the evening, Leah went out to meet him and said, "You must come into me, for I have surely hired you with my son's mandrakes." And he lay with her that night. And God listened to Leah, and she conceived and bore Jacob a fifth son. Leah said, "God has given me my wages because I gave given my maid to my husband." So she called his name, verse 19. Then Leah conceived again and bore Jacob a sixth son. And Leah said, "God has endowed me with a good endowment. Now my husband will dwell with me because I have borne him six sons." So she called his name Zebulun. Afterwards, she bore a daughter and called her name Dinah. Then God remembered Rachel, and God listened to her and opened her womb. And she conceived and bore a son and said, "God has taken away my reproach." So she called his name Joseph. Even in the middle of all this mess, man of Joseph is born. And said, "The Lord shall add to me another son." Verse 25. Came to pass when Rachel had borne Joseph that Jacob said to Laban, "Send me away that I may go to my own place and to my country. Give me my wives and my children, for whom I have served you, and let me go, for you know my service, which I have done for you." Laban said to him, "Please stay, if I have found favor in your eyes, for I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me for your sake." That's how our bosses ought to be with us on jobs and businesses. 28. He said, "Name me your wages, and I will give it." Jacob said to him, "You know how I have served you and how your livestock has been with me. For what you had before I came was little, and it has increased to a great amount. The Lord has blessed you since my coming, and now when shall I also provide for my own house?" So he said, "What shall I give you?" Jacob said, "You shall not give me anything. If you will do this thing for me, I will again feed and keep your flocks. Let me pass through all your flock today, removing from there all the speckled and spotted sheep and all the brown ones among the lambs, and the spotted and the speckled among the goats. These shall be my wages." Verse 33. "So my righteousness will answer for me in time to come when the subject of my wages come before you. Everyone that is not speckled and spotted among the goats and brown among the lambs will be considered stolen if it is with me." Jacob was having problems getting wages out of Laban, and he kept changing them. 34, Laban said, "Oh, that it were according to your word." So he removed that day the male goats that were speckled and spotted, all the female goats that were speckled and spotted, everyone that had some white in it, all the brown ones among the lambs, and gave them into the hand of his sons. Then he put 3 days' journey between himself and Jacob, and Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flocks. 37. Jacob took for himself rods of green poplar and of almond and chestnut trees, peeled white strips in them, and exposed the white which was in the rods. Very interesting plan from God. 38, and the rods which he peeled, he set before the flocks in the gutters, in the watering troughs where the flocks came to drink, so that they should conceive when they came to drink. It's conceived before the rods, and the flocks brought forth streaked, speckled, and spotted. Exactly what his wage was. Verse 40, Jacob separated the lambs and made the flocks face toward the streak, and all the brown in the flock of Laban. But he put his own flocks by themselves, and did not put them with Laban's flocks. came to pass when even the stronger livestock conceived that Jacob placed the rods before the eyes of the livestock in the gutters, that they might conceive among the rods. But when the flocks were feeble, he did not put them in. So the feebler were Laban's and the stronger Jacob's. Thus the man, exceedingly prosperous, and had large flocks, female and male servants, and camels and donkeys. Why does the Holy Spirit make it so important to say what these men had? There's a reason. Chapter 31. Now Jacob heard the words of Laban's son, saying, Jacob has taken away all that was our father's. And from what was our father's, he has acquired all his wealth. And Jacob saw the countenance of Laban, and indeed it was not favorable toward him as before. Then the Lord said to Jacob, return to the land of your fathers and to your family, and I will be with you. So Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field, to his flock, and said to them, I see your father's countenance that is not favorable to me as before. But the God of my father has been with me. And you know that with all my might I have served your father. Yet your father has deceived me and changed my wages 10 times. Lying thief. But God did not allow him to hurt me. If he had said thus, the speckled shall be your wages, then all the flocks bore speckled. And if he had said thus, the streaked shall be your wages, then all the flocks bore streaked. So God has taken away the livestock of your father and given them to me. Verse 10, happened at the time when the flocks conceived that I lifted my eyes and saw in a dream, and behold, the rams which leaped upon the flocks were streaked, speckled, and gray spotted. And the angel of God spoke to me in a dream, saying, Jacob. And I said, here I am. And he said, lift up your eyes now and see all the rams which leap on the flocks are streaked, speckled, and gray spotted. For I have seen all that Laban is doing. I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed the pillar, where you made a vow to me. Now arise, get out of this land, and return to the land of your family. And Rachel and Leah answered and said to him, is there still any portion of inheritance for us in our father's house? Verse 15, are we not considered strangers by him? For he has sold us and also completely consumed our money. For all these riches which God has taken from our father are really ours and our children's now then. Whatever God has said to you, do it. Just like Mary said, what be it done unto me. Right? 17, Jacob rose and set his sons and his wives on camels. And he carried away all his livestock and all his possessions which he had gained. He acquired livestock which he gained in Padan Aram, to go to his father's house in the land of Canaan. Now Laban had gone to shear his sheep, and Rachel had stolen the household idols. Do not do that. You don't want them in your house. Right. That were her father's. And Jacob stole away, unknown to Laban the Syrian, in that he did not tell him, tended to flee. 21, so he fled with all that he had. He arose and crossed the river and headed toward the mountains of Gilead. We are homeward bound. Verse 22. And Laban was told on the third day that Jacob had fled. Then he took his brethren with him and pursued him for 7 days' journey. And he overtook him in the mountains of Gilead. But God had come to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night and said to him, be careful that you speak to Jacob neither good nor bad. Good when God talks to your enemies by an angel for you. That's amazing. 25. So Laban overtook Jacob. Now Jacob had pitched in the tent in the mountains, and Laban with his brethren pitched in the mountains of Gilead. Laban said to Jacob, "What have you done? You have stolen away unknown to me and carried away my daughters like captives taken with the sword. Why do you flee away discreetly or secretly and steal away from me and not tell me? For I might have sent you away with joy and songs, with timbrel and harp and a whole bunch of mess, trying to take your stuff away. You did not allow me to kiss my sons and my daughters. Now you've done foolishly in so doing. It is in my power to do you harm. But the God of your father spoke to me last night, saying, be careful that you speak to Jacob neither good nor bad." Verse 30. "And now you have surely gone because you greatly longed for your father's house. But why did you steal my gods?" Jacob answered and said to Laban, "Because I was afraid, for I said, perhaps you would take your daughters from me by force. With whomever you find your gods, do not let him live. Presence of our brethren, identify what I have of yours and take it with you." For Jacob did not know that Rachel had stolen them. Laban went into Jacob's tent, into Leah's tent, into the two maids' tents. He did not find them. He went out of Leah's tent and entered Rachel's tent. Now Rachel had taken the household idols, put them in the camel saddle, and sat on them. And Laban searched all about the tent, but did not find them. Verse 35. And she said to her father, "Let it not displease my Lord that I cannot rise before you. For the manner of woman is with me." And he searched, but he did not find the household item. Isn't that something? And Jacob was angry and rebuked Laban. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, "Get your sorry behind out of here. What is my trespass? What is my sin that you have so hotly pursued me? Although you have searched all my things, what part of your household things have you found? Set it here before my brethren and your brethren, that they may judge between us both. These 20 years I've been with you, your ewes and your female goats have not miscarried their young, and I have not eaten the rams of your flock. That which was torn by beast I did not bring to you. I bore the loss of it from my hand, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. There I was in the day the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from my eyes." Verse 41, "Thus I've been in your house 20 years. I served you 14 years for your two daughters and 6 years for your flock, and you have changed my wages 10 times. He's rebuking him pretty good, isn't he? "Unless the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely now you would have sent me away empty-handed. God has seen my affliction and the labor of my hands and rebuked you last night." Wow. Laban answered and said to Jacob, "These daughters are my daughters. These children are my children. This flock is my flock. All that you see is mine. But what can I do this day to these my daughters or to their children whom they have born?" He didn't listen, did he? "Now therefore come, let us make a covenant, you and I. Let it be a witness between you and me." So Jacob took a stone, set it upon a pillar, and Jacob said to the brethren, gather stones. And they took stones, and they made a heap, and they ate there on the heap. Laban called it Jigar Sahadutha. Jacob called it Gilead. Laban said, "This heap is witness between you and me this day. Therefore, its name was called Galeed, also Mizpah, because he said, may the Lord watch between you and me when we are absent one from another. If you flip my daughters, or if you take other wives beside my daughters, although no man is with us to see, God is with you and me. Laban said to Jacob, here is the heap, here is the pillar, which I have placed between you and me. This heap is a witness, and this pillar is a witness, that I will not pass beyond this heap to you, and you will not pass beyond this heap and this pillar to me for harm. The God of Abraham, the God of Nahor, the God of their father, judge between us. And Jacob swore by the fear of his father Isaac. Then Jacob offered a sacrifice on the mountain, called his brethren to eat bread. And they ate bread and stayed all night on the mountain. Early in the morning, Laban rose and kissed his sons and daughters and blessed them. Then Laban departed and returned to his place. God's covenant blessing was on Abraham and Isaac. And then Isaac blessed Jacob. And Jacob was extremely blessed. And that same blessing is on you and me. Not blessings, blessing. The blessing of the Lord makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. That's a promise from the book of Proverbs. And the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. You can see it right there in those chapters. God plundered Laban. When God says, what you have belongs to this man of God, it ain't no longer yours. And you it's going to be let go. Well, time together. Never know who's going to be watching, so we're going to pray the prayer of salvation together. This is how you become a believer and enter into the kingdom of God. Pray this with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you, you give me everlasting life.
When I believe in you, you give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
I receive you into my life right now.
Right now,
in every area.
In every area.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I understand the word.
So I understand the
pray
word.
In my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
live
language.
A powerful, successful life.
Live a powerful, successful
as a
life.
Believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. Well, that's the first time you prayed that prayer. Send me an email, HG, like Holy Ghost, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. You can find the email address right there in the notes. Those of you that's on Blog Talk Radio, email me. There's also an address there, Community of Faith, P.O. Box 4315, Williston, North Dakota. We want to know where you're listening from, and we want to pray for you and be a blessing to you. In Jesus' mighty name. So, that's all we got. Not really, but that's all we're going to say. So, we'll see you tomorrow morning again for another session of Read the Word, God's wonderful word. Till we see you again, we say, remember this, we love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Blog Talk Radio, God bless you. That email address again is hgpreacherman@gmail.com. And the address is Samuel J. Cottle, P. P.O. Box 4315, Williston, North Dakota, 58802. Sure love you guys. See you again tomorrow.